Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Leaders of neighboring countries to attend Prime Minister Narendra Modi's swearing-in ceremony. Lok Sabha Secretariat ready to welcome members of the 18th Lok Sabha. Union Health Ministry holds review meeting with states on heat wave preparedness. An MLA, Dr. Sikado A. Semal, stresses on the need to adopt cluster farming to promote self-sufficiency and food export. Now the news in detail. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina will leave Dhaka for New Delhi tomorrow to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Narendra Modi as the Prime Minister of India for a third consecutive term. Earlier on Wednesday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi invited his Bangladeshi counterpart to attend the swearing-in ceremony of his government during a conversation over telephone. Modi is likely to take oath on June 8 as the BJP-led NDA scraped past the majority mark to win 293 seats in the 18th Lok Sabha elections, while the opposition India bloc secured 234 seats. Meanwhile, ahead of a swearing-in ceremony of the Prime Minister, senior officers, including Information Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jachu, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi, Akashvani DJ Moushumi Chakraborty, and Doordarshan DJ Kanjan Prasad, among others, today reviewed the setup for coverage at the Rashtra Padipawan in New Delhi. As several newly elected members of parliament have started arriving in New Delhi, Lok Sabha Secretariat is ready to welcome members of the 18th Lok Sabha. In a release, the Secretariat said that several measures have been taken to welcome the members and ensure the seamless registration. In view to save time and use paperless digital process, the registration of the newly elected members shall be done through an online integrated software application. Special arrangements have also been made for simultaneous opening of SBI bank account, issuing a permanent identity card, central government health scheme card to the newly elected members on the spot. Union Health Ministry today held a review meeting with states on heat wave preparedness and measures to prevent hospital fires during summer months. The Director General of Health Services, Dr. Atul Goel, conducted a virtual meeting. During the meeting, it was informed that the highest level officials of all state and union territories are monitoring the situation stringently. They have established an emergency response plan with SOPs for evacuating patients, staff and visitors in the event of untoward fire. Deputy Commissioner of Mon Ajit Kumar Verma has informed the public of the district that heavy rainfall is expected during the monsoon period in lowland and foothill areas of Mon district. Verma said the district is likely to experience inundated water locking, flash floods, landslides and rising water level in the rivers and streams because of heavy precipitation in the hill sector. In this regard, he has advised the people to refrain from going to landslide-prone areas and avoid movement and overnight stay on riverbanks for picnics, fishing and other water-related activities, or take shelter under large trees. The DC further advised people to be watchful on hill roads and try to note features like cracks on road surface and slopes and to alert authorities. He has also directed concerned area administrative officers, village disaster management authorities, village council chairman, kanpuras and ward authorities to take precautionary measures and be alert to any emergencies caused by natural calamities to save lives and properties. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. MLA Dr. Sikado A. Sema has stressed on the need for farmers to adopt cluster farming to promote self-sufficiency and food export. Inaugurating the AgriLink Road, RKVY Power Tiller Path and Waiting Shed at Ikanumi under Bugoputo subdivision today, Sikado urged the farmers to mobilize effectively under the mission Organic Value Chain Development and to develop a sense of ownership with respect to all government departments and facilities. Nagaland State Agriculture Department initiated three prime projects with a vision of a feasible and economically viable agriculture by 2030 in the state. Deputy Commissioner of Jumukedima District, Abhinav Shivam, today said that one must not underestimate what an individual can do to change the society. Inaugurating the Government Higher Secondary School, GHSS, Jumukedima Science Laboratory, he called on the students to have big dreams and work hard to achieve it so that they can transform the society for the betterment of the people. The DC said that it was a matter of shame and embarrassment to learn that the best performing government school of the district and perhaps of Nagaland did not have a science lab for the students till today. Earlier in her welcome address, Principal of GHSS Jumukedima, Karen Yeptomi, expressed gratitude to the DC for taking the initiative in setting up the science laboratory equipped with state-of-the-art infrastructure and required apparatus and chemicals. It may be mentioned that GHSS Jumukedima have brought several laurels to the state. Ilam Gule A. Zeliang, a student of 12th Standard Art Stream, ranked in the top 5 position in the HSSLC exam 2024. The school also won the first position in the Nagaland Inter-District Choir Competition 2024 organized by Samagra Shiksha, as well as the first position in the district-level marathon organized by the National Institute of Solar Energy and Forest Department on World Environment Day 2024. The Kohima District Disaster Management Authority today organized mass social work across Kohima town in an effort to prepare for the upcoming monsoon season. The initiative is aimed at cleaning and clearing old clogged drains in the area to ensure the smooth flow of rainwater. The district administration, along with Kohima Municipal Council, successfully carried out the mass social work in all the wards and colonies. Various government offices and all the 19 wards, including business community, took part in the event. The participants, equipped with necessary tools and items, worked to clear the drains and remove blockages. The departments also provided vehicles and machinery for efficient garbage collection and disposal. Later, the garbage collected during the social work was properly disposed of at the KMC dumping site. India Meteorological Department has predicted widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning over northeast region, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 6 days. Meanwhile, in Assam, flood situation has improved due to better weather conditions during the last 24 hours, with the number of total affected population coming down to over 2 lakh for the 6,000. One person died in Kachar district, taking the season's flood toll to 25. Advisor for Transport and Technical Education, Demchen Menba, today donated a raptor from the Hawk family to Kohima Forest Department. The bird was handed over to the officials of the Kohima Forest Division in the presence of Deputy Conservator of Forest Kohima, Dr. Sebono Seletsu, which was later handed over to the Wildlife Division for its conservation. A press release from the Kohima Forest Division stated that with the depletion of wildlife ecosystem in Nagaland, the advisors concerned for our environment and its biodiversity by donating a rare species made an exemplary action. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Leaders of neighbouring countries to attend Prime Minister Narendra Modi's swearing-in ceremony. Lok Sabha Secretariat ready to welcome members of the 18th Lok Sabha. Union Health Ministry holds review meeting with states on heat wave preparedness. An MLA Dr. Sukato S. Sema stresses on the need to adopt cluster farming to promote self-sufficiency and food export. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.